Can a movie be about a color? In this case, the color red. This is really a love story about a filter on a lens. Director Guillermo del Toro has always been visually advanced. I'll say that. Yeah, Pan's Labyrinth, of course. And then more recently, Pacific Rim and, of course, the Hobbit movies. Get a sense in Crimson Peak that the director himself sort of is in love with having real actors be able to act. And Jessica Chastain is exceptional as a sister / spoiler alert, lover of the main character, Mia Wasikowska and Charlie Hunnam make up the love triangle. It's about a young woman in Buffalo, New York, who a stranger comes from Europe trying to peddle money for this weird mining contraption that's going to dig red dirt out of the ground, this clay, sort of the heir to a clay fortune. He hasn't been able to raise money elsewhere. So long story short, spoiler alert again, turns out that him and his sister are actually lovers and they killed their parents. So that's not that shocking. And the movie is a very slow burn. It slowly builds. It's sort of a love story and a horror film, but and a ghost story. It's about a female writer. She's writing a book about something. She wants to be Mary Shelley, the main character. So then she sort of lives through this horror. She sees ghosts, and the effects are the ghost effects are beautiful and interesting. Probably the best part of the movie. He probably lets the scenes go too long with the actors because they are such good actors. But then again, yesterday after I watched the movie, I didn't like it as much as I did this morning when I woke up. So it's a movie that is slow. The pacing is very slow. And the story is sort of plain and nothing interesting. But the way that it's done, sure-handed and visually sort of like a picture book, the way each scene unfolds very slowly with a little bit of red, shows that he's fully in control. And this is a piece of art that sticks with you as most horror films do.